Behind the Bite podcast is part of a network of podcasts that are good for the world. Check out podcasts like the Full of Shift podcast, After the First Marriage podcast, and Eating Recovery Academy over at practiceofthepractice.com/network. Welcome to Behind the Bite podcast. This podcast is about the real life struggles women face with food, body image, and weight. We're here to help heal, inspire, and create better, healthier lives. Welcome. Well, welcome everybody, and welcome to episode 4 of Behind the Bite podcast. I'm Christina Castanini, and I'm not only an eating disorder specialist, but I'm someone who's had an eating disorder. I had a really interesting experience lately. I'm not really able to go shopping because of COVID, so I realized I didn't really have any summer clothing, and it's still really hot here in Northern California. And last year I was working at a hospital, and so I was just wearing a lot of work attire. So this year I'm in my private practice, and I realized I didn't really have many shorts. So I ordered some clothes to be sent to my house, and you know, I wanted to try them on, and I was really hoping they were going to fit. You know, whatever didn't, I was just going to send back. But what I found interesting is that there's this one brand that had a sale for buy one, get one half off on the shorts. So I figured, okay, these look cute. I'll get two of the same pair of shorts. And so I ordered one in black and one in gray in the same exact size. Again, the same brand. And when they arrived, I tried them both on. The black pair fits great. But the gray pair, this is weird, it didn't. So as you can imagine, I was very puzzled by that. And I remember thinking, okay, maybe I ordered the wrong size. I'm not sure. Maybe it's just me. But I double checked and no, sure enough, both same size, same brand. And my mom happened to be over. So I asked her opinion about if these shorts fit differently. And she said, yep, absolutely. The gray ones just don't fit. And so that got me thinking. A while back, I had written an article on vanity sizing, and I'd forgotten all about it. But as I was sitting there having this real life experience of having two pairs of shorts from the exact same brand in the exact same size, fitting me so very, very differently, I started to remember what that was all about. I started really thinking about how confusing numbers in regard to clothing and sizes are, and how this can really play a mind trick on people, how this can have such an emotional impact on people. So just to clarify, when I talk about vanity sizing, what I mean is there are certain brands that notoriously change the size of their clothing. Certain brands use their knowledge about the societal pressure placed on women in particular. You know, women want to wear a smaller size of clothing. So what they do is they intentionally make their sizes of their clothing smaller than they really are. So their brand size 4 is another brand size, well, like 6 or 8, for instance. And they literally bank on women's vanity, quote unquote vanity, being important enough for them to choose buying their brand over other brands simply because they can say they fit into a smaller size. You know, it will be that way from brand to brand. So it's very confusing for people to try to figure that out. So I'm bringing this up because if you're out there and you're struggling with your self-worth or your self-esteem being dependent on what size you wear, I want you to really listen to this because I want you to understand what's going on. I want you to understand that you are probably not going to fit into the same size in every brand. I remember back when I was in my eating disorder and how the size of my clothes was such a huge trigger. And I remember just how desperate I was to fit into a certain size. And if I had had a situation like I just had with my shorts, this would have sent me into a tailspin. I would have gotten really into my eating disorder behaviors because I would have been thinking, oh my gosh, I've gained so much weight. I got to do something. I've got to do something about this. And I have no doubt in my mind that this would have been a really bad situation. So fortunately, I didn't have that situation this time. With these shorts, I just kind of went, well, that's kind of a fluky thing, and I just sent back the pair that didn't fit. But truly, I know shopping, especially for certain things like jeans or swimsuits, especially jeans and swimsuits. Well, but pretty much any clothing, really, it's very triggering for a lot of people. So if you don't fit into the same size, I hope you don't get triggered and think, oh my gosh, I screwed up. I need to go on this extreme diet to go fit back into that other size again. Because the point is, it's probably nothing. It has nothing to do with whether you've lost weight or gained weight. It has probably more to do with vanity sizing and that's what's going on. But I think the bigger issue here is that there's this reliance that people tend to have on external numbers. And what that really means. And so here comes something else, the scale. The scale is another big trigger. The number on the scale, for some reason, means so much, right? And I hear it all day long. And I remember going through that too. You know, if the number on the scale goes up, even if it's a quarter of a pound, a half a pound, it devastated me, and I know it can devastate people. It can trigger a horrible mood, and it can put people into some tailspin where they're running to the gym, or they now feel like they can't eat certain foods, or they have to restrict, or they tell themselves, oh my gosh, I'm so bad, I'm so guilty, I screwed up. And there's this whole mental thing that goes on. There's this fear going onto the scale. It's like, you know, you're getting closer to it, you're stepping on, and it's like, oh my gosh, what's it going to say? Like, it's going to determine your whole self-worth for the day. And if the scale goes down, it's exactly the opposite. It's like victorious. Like, you did something right. Yes, this is great. It's fleeting, though, because the scale can fluctuate so much. And what's scary is that so much of your self-worth and your mood for the day, and even what you eat or don't eat, or how much you exercise or don't, can be determined by this external number. This number on the scale has so much power. And I actually did this experiment for myself. It wasn't that long ago, and I don't like scales. I don't have one, but I was curious. So I was somewhere, I think I was at a conference or something, and one of the hotels actually had a scale. Now, I know it's been a while because it's, you know, been COVID, but I remember doing this. It stuck out of my mind. One of the hotels had a scale, which was weird, but it did. And I said, well, you know what? Let me just kind of see what happens. So I weighed myself in one day, just like several times during the day. I did it when I first got up in the morning and just kind of a few times throughout the day. And it was interesting. My weight fluctuated like 5 or so pounds throughout the day. And I thought to myself, wow, that is so crazy. I remember thinking, oh my gosh, if this was me back in my eating disorder days, I would have been super triggered. And I would have been super confused too. But I realized it was probably just due to how much water I'd been drinking or what I'd been eating or whether I'd gone to the bathroom or not. But it was actually really eye-opening to see how much that number fluctuated throughout the day. Now, I also realized that if my self-worth or my self-esteem or my mood was dependent on that number, on that scale, that would have been one of the worst days of my life. And so I know a lot of you out there are doing that. So I just want you to really think about how much power you are giving that number, whether it's the size of your pants or the number on that scale. It kind of sounds horrible to say, but if you really think about how much you are trying to attain these numbers, that weight, that size, look, I look at obituaries and I have yet to see one where it says anything where it's like, hey, Jane Doe died at 5'5", 120 pounds, size 2. You know, it doesn't happen. And it doesn't happen because that's not what's important, right? That's not the value of Jane Doe. That's not what matters. But yet, I know a lot of you out there are living your life as if that's what matters. That's what's going to make you happy. That's your value. That's your self-worth. But if that's really what it is, if that's what defines you, if that's what makes your life worth living, then wouldn't that be on everybody's obituary? But those aren't the things on there. The things that are on there, the things that make you you, what things you've done in your life, who was in your life. And so that's what I really want you to focus on. Not these arbitrary external numbers that have no meaning, but to focus on who you are, to focus on what really matters. I think they get lost in that when you're striving for these things and saying, well, until I reach this goal, I can't be happier. I'm not good enough. But you know what? You are good enough. There's so many other things about you other than this external number. The other external number that really drives me bonkers is the BMI. I've been really, really upset with the BMI for a while. I think it's complete garbage. It's really not based on health. And I did this whole blog on it, which I can repost on my website again for all of you interested, because there is a whole bunch of interesting information about the background on it and why it's really not based on anything with health. So I remember when I was younger going to the doctor's office and seeing the BMI chart on the wall. And I remember looking at my weight and my height and doing the thing with my finger to try to figure out where I stood on it. And it really did have a lot of power over me. And I remember thinking, oh my goodness, like, am I good enough? Am I healthy? Am I okay? And every time I go to the doctors, it would be the same thing. And I would ruminate over this BMI and give it so much power over me. And I think the problem with the BMI is while it's still looked at as the standard for health, the real problem is it's used to categorize and label people. And that can be really harmful. These labels, these categories, I think they're awful for, well, for many reasons. But what I truly question about the BMI is how can people be compared on such a general scale when everybody's so different? When you look at how different we all are, it makes no sense to me why on earth the BMI has not been abandoned like eons ago. Everybody's got different bone structure, muscle mass. I mean, so many different things in our body. Athletes, for instance, they have a lot of muscle mass and muscle does weigh more, right? And so if you're somebody who's really athletic, the BMI just really doesn't make any sense. Athletes are bound to be in a higher BMI category because they're athletes. And isn't that interesting? They're more likely going to be labeled as unhealthy when in all reality, they're probably really healthy. Or take someone who's got really tiny bone structure, who's 5'5". How can you compare them to somebody who's got a much larger bone structure at the same height? Really, how can you do that? You know, I kind of joke around, but it, in our society, it's kind of like if you think about, you know, the dog world, it's kind of like if a Rottweiler was to look at a Chihuahua and ask, hey, do you think if I diet enough, I can look like you? That would be really silly, right? But aren't we kind of doing that to ourselves? We think we all need to aspire to, well, metaphorically speaking, look more like Chihuahuas. But in all reality, do so makes some of us really sick and unhealthy. And it doesn't allow us to acknowledge that all body types and appearances are attractive and can be healthy in their own right. The other thing related to the BMI, that's quite bothersome is the myth that you can look at somebody and tell if they're healthy. Well, you can't. Look, I worked in a hospital for a long time, and I can tell you that one of the most irritating things for me was that I would have somebody in my office who I knew was doing a lot of really horrible, unhealthy things to their body to try to make their body a size or a weight it was not genetically supposed to be. So they would maybe be eating like, and I hate to talk numbers with calories, but they would maybe be eating like 600 calories a day. And exercising 2 to 3 hours a day compulsively and maybe taking laxatives and diet pills. And they were just doing really dangerous things for their body. And so I would encourage them to go get a physical. And they'd go and they'd get weighed at the doctor's office, and the BMI would say they looked healthy. They were in this healthy category. And so they would be told things like, hey, you look great. Keep up the good work. And during the appointment, they get asked a few things like, how often do you exercise? Or maybe not even asked how often, but do you exercise? And they'd say, yes. They'd be asked questions about their eating. And they'd say, oh, yes, really healthy food, lots of fruits and vegetables, no meat. And they wouldn't really get into the nitty gritty things. You know, they wouldn't get into like how much they're eating or how often they're eating. And so they'd walk out of the office and they'd come back and they'd tell me, see, I'm perfectly healthy. I was told, keep up the good work. Keep up whatever you're doing. And so the message they got in the doctor's office based on their BMI was, hey, keep up the good work. But I knew differently. I knew what they were actually doing to stay in this quote unquote weight range that was not a healthy weight range for them at all. That their body was actually suffering and struggling and not quote unquote healthy. And conversely, I know I've had other patients who were completely not having any eating disorder behaviors, and they just happened to be in larger bodies. And they would get so frustrated by this. I don't know how many times my patients have told me they didn't want to go to the doctors because they just so happened to be, according to the BMI, in a category where everybody just assumed they must be in an unhealthy weight range. And they would time and time again, they would get lectured about how they need to watch what they're eating, eat less, exercise more. And guess what? Most of the time, they were exercising and completely living a lifestyle where they didn't need to have that talk. And inevitably, they would be my patients who would usually get sent for labs. The assumption was they must have high cholesterol, they must have high blood pressure, diabetes, they must have something. And most of the time, doctors would be shocked, like, wow, how are your labs totally perfect? How are they normal? And it brings to mind why some patients don't want to go to the doctors. If the assumption based on this BMI or just from looking at somebody and having erroneous assumptions of their health is that you must be unhealthy or something's wrong with you or you must be doing something wrong or you're not okay, why would you want to go to the doctors? That's horrible. And conversely, like I said, if somebody's being given a lot of compliments or being given a lot of pats on the back or a lot of encouragement for continuing to do the dangerous behaviors they're engaging in, because, you know, in our society, they're looked at as being closer to the body ideal based on their appearance and based on these numbers or the BMI, then that's dangerous too. And so when you get these mixed messages about what's healthy, what's not healthy, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, and nobody's really looking at what some of the damage is internally to our psyches, to our self-esteem, that's a problem. Why is there so much emphasis on these numbers? Why are we not looking more about the qualities in us internally? Why aren't we looking more about what makes us us? There's so much more that's important. What makes you you? What are you passionate about? Are you a nice person? Do you have integrity? Are you honest? Are you funny? Do you have athletic skill? Are you artistic? A good cook? Are you empathetic? Are you a good friend? Those are things that, in my mind, are what matter. And it saddens me that so much of what happens is everybody kind of puts those things to the side and says, I don't matter. I'm not good enough unless my weight is this number, or my BMI is this number, or the size of my pants is this number. And so people spend all this time striving to reach these numbers that are arbitrary and don't matter. And I did this too. I was guilty of this, I remember. And so just as you're listening today, If you're out there and you're just feeling bad about yourself because you're not hitting these numbers, or you're just struggling so much because maybe today you weighed yourself and the number on the scale wasn't what you wanted to see, be kind to yourself. I just want you to take a step back. I really encourage all of you to get rid of the scale. They're really mentally toxic. Emotionally, they have way too much power. I know that's a hard thing to do, but if you can get rid of your scale, please do it. And just ask yourself, what's my real value? What is my worth? What makes me me? Because I can tell you right now, it's not a number. You are way more than a number. Okay. So with that being said, I'm going to post my blog on the BMI on the website. So that should be up there for you shortly. Please look at that and hopefully you'll get more perspective on that. Okay. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you listening. And I truly hope you enjoyed today's show. And if you did, please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. And remember, you can always go to my website at behindthebitepodcast.com, where you can get a free email course and start your journey to making peace with your struggles with food and your body. All right, until next time, to your health, everyone. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. It is given with the understanding that neither the host, the publisher, or the guest are rendering legal, accounting, clinical, or any other professional information. If you want a professional, you should find one.